So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, the Elohim Apsulin. The following four groups of people are disqualified to be the Yanim, judges, and Edim, witnesses, because as Rashi explains, Kulon me'in gazlanhein. Midrabanan, they're considered gazlanim because they're all involved in acts of thievery, and the Pasuk states, Al tashas yatchem rosh alias eid chamas. A person who steals cannot become an aid, and certainly not a dayan. Hamasachik b'kuvya, one who engages in games of gambling, v'amava b'ribis, those who lend out money with interest, u'mafrichi yoinim, those who operate other types of sporting events for the purpose of gambling, v'seichri shvius, those who do business with produce of Shemitah. If Yudah says, it depends. Eima said, b'zman she'en len umnes elohu p'sulim. Only if they do not have another occupation, they become possible because as Rashi explains, Hoyel ve'en asukim b'yeshuva shel oylem, ein b'kin b'tiv de'inin umasu matin ve'en yirechet. Since they're not involved in regular dealings, they're not knowledgeable in monetary halachas, and they're not pious people, and do not care to cause others to lose money. Aval yesh len umnes sheloy hu k'sherin. If they do have another occupation, they are kosher because since they are also involved in regular dealings, they are considered knowledgeable in the halachas and are considered pious people. The Gemara proceeds and elaborates on each psul. A masachek b'kuvya, one who engages in games of gambling. Rami Bacham explains that he is pasul eidus mishum dahava asmachta basmachta lekanya. The losing party committed to pay only because sabesh hu yochel natzeach upa'am shemenatzchen oisai v'habalei ke'en gizela b'yadai. He assumed that he will win and not need to pay. But he did not commit to pay in the event of a loss. Therefore, the winning party has no rights to this money and it is considered like stealing. Rav Sheshet disagrees and says, Kol ka'agav nalav asmachtahi. Gambling is not considered an asmachta because, as Rashi explains, asmachta applies only when the seimach aloi davar the sabah calls the biyadi losses. The action was somewhat biyadi in his power, and therefore the person assumes that he will be able to accomplish the desired action, and he did not commit if the action will not be accomplished. However, Masach B'kuvya is not an asmachta because Hachalei Samach Amidi, the Holoyadi, Ilai Natsach. To win the game is not B'yadi, and he has no way of knowing whether he will win or lose. Therefore, he commits to pay regardless of whether he wins or loses, and the winning party is rightfully entitled to the money. And therefore, we must say that a Masach B'kuvya is possible edis for another reason, as Rabbi Yehuda says, L'fisha ein asukim b'yeshuva shalaylam, because they're not involved in regular dealings. As the Gemara explains, according to the first explanation of the Mishnah, that of Rami Bar Chama, the reason for Mesach HaBekuvi is Machlikis in the Mishnah. The Rabban in the Reisha hold Mesach HaBekuvi Pasul Mishum Nava Asmachta. And therefore, even if Yeshlein Umne Shaloi Hu Psulim, even if he had another occupation, he's still Pasul. While Rabbi Huda in the Seifa holds Mesach HaBekuvi Pasul Lefish Ein Asukim Yeshuvi Shaloilim. And therefore, Yeshlein Umne Shaloi Hu Kesherin. If he had another occupation, he remains Kasher. Well, according to the second explanation, that of Rav Sheshes, there is no machlokes in the Mishnah, and Yehuda is merely explaining the words of the Rabbanan. All agree that Mesach HaBekuvya Pasul Lefish Ein Asukim Yeshuva Shel Olam, and therefore Yeshlein Umnes Shelehu Ksherin. The Gemara, however, cites a braisa that states, Bein Sheshle Umnes Shelehu, Bein She'en Le Umnes Elohu, Harei Pasul. Even if the Mesach HaBekuvya did have another occupation, he is Pasul. And the Gemara explains, according to Rav Sheshes, that the Braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Huda Mishum Reb Tarfin, who as Rashi explains, holds the Chitali Tana B'midi D'Lav B'Yodei B'Lo Yodala Afila Hachi Havas Machta. Even though the Tanai is not B'Yodei, he does not commit Misafik, and it is considered an Asmachta. Mava B'Ribis, those who lend out money with interest. Rava says, Lava B'Ribis Pasal Eidus. One who borrows money with interest also becomes Pasal Eidus, even though he did not take anyone's money, because kiven the chimin mamin ma'avir al adas, havali kerasha the chumas to over nami aloysis ebne chimin mamin. Since he transgresses the isser ribis for the sake of money, to secure a loan, he's considered like a gazan who is willing to transgress a lav for the sake of money. And accordingly, the mission must be understood as milva haboba ribis, a loan with interest which applies to both the lender and the borrower. Mafrichi yainim, the Gemara offers two explanations. Some say, itakdeme yainich le yain. The birds of two people race against each other, and the losing party must pay the winning party. This is another form of asmachta and is considered gezel. Rav Chama bar Oishia says, Ara, a person whose bird is trained to lure other birds away from a shevach, a dovkat, that belong to other people, which is like gezel. The Gemara proceeds to explain why each opinion did not use the other explanation. The first opinion did not interpret Mafrichi Yoinim as Ara because he holds that Ara is not considered Gezel, since the owner of the Shevach does not actually own the birds that frequent the Shevach because they come and go on their own. Rather, Ara is only Asim and they darker Shalom. The Chum prohibited this to promote peace among the people. Therefore, one who engages in this practice is not posel eidus because it's not gezel. And the second opinion did not interpret mafrich yinim as itak me yoinik liyain because hainim sacha bekuvia. We already know that one who engages in this is posel eidus from the first case of masacha bekuvia, which is an asmachta. While the first opinion holds that the Mishnah needed to mention both cases because masacha bekuvia is a case of toila bedas atzmai, the wind depends on him, while mafrich yinim is a case of toila bedas yoinai. The wind depends on this bird, and the Mishnah teaches that both cases are considered asmachta. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa. Tana hisiva alein hagazlanin v'acham sanin. Later, the Chacham added two others that apostle edus, a thief and one who extorts items from their owners. The Gemara asks, gazlan dairaisu. A gazlan is posel midairaisu because the pasuk states, al tashad yadcham rosh aliyas eit chames. The Gemara explains that a gazlanin refers to mitzias cher shet v'katan. One who steals the findings of a mentally incompetent person or a minor, which midiraisa does not belong to them, because they have no das. However, the Chacham initiated that one may not take the mitziyah from them neidar kishon. At first, the Chacham did not consider him possible because mitziyah scher shayit v'katan leishchicha is not common and was merely from neidar kishon. But later on, the Chacham did consider him possible because the Sayyid Saif in Maynehu de Koshakli, since he transgressed an isser derabbanan for the sake of money, he's like a rush of the Chamas. And regarding Hacham Sanin, at first the Chacham did not consider him posel eidus because Sabir Dami Koyahim Akroi Ba'almahu, since he pays money for the item that he extorted, this is not considered gezel. But later on, the Chacham did consider him posel eidus because Kibin the Chazu the Kochatfi, they saw that the Hacham Sanin would literally snatch the items from the owner's hand against his will, they did consider it gezel. The Gemara proceeds with a second braisa. Tana Oire Sifar Lein Harayin Hagabon V'Hamuchsin. Later, the Chacham added three others that apostolates, the shepherds and the two types of tax collectors. As the Gemara explains regarding the Rayim who put the animals to pasture in other people's fields. At first, the Chacham did not consider them apostolates because Saba Akrai Ba'almahu. They assumed that this was a coincidence and the animals trespassed without the Rayim's knowledge and it's not gezel. But later on, the Chacham did consider them apostolates because Kibin Ochazu the Komechabni Vishadu the Ketchila, they saw the Rayim doing this intentionally, it is considered gezel. Regarding Hagaboin v'Hamuchsin, at first Acham did not consider them posel eidus because Meikar Saver made the Kitzlahu Koshakli. They assumed that they were collecting only the said tax amount. But later on, the Chachamim did consider them posel eidus because given the Chazu the Koshakli Yisteir Paslinu, they saw them collecting more than the said amount. Review the rules, Stam Roya posel. A shepherd in general is considered posel eidus even if it was not confirmed that he actually put the animals in other people's fields. However, Stam Gabbai Kasher, a tax collector in general, is considered Kasher unless it was confirmed that he collected more than the set tax amount.